this is the band Tank and the Bangas. And if you're looking for something to do this weekend, they'll be among the bands performing at the Green River Festival later today, tomorrow and Sunday, at Greenfield Community College out in Western Mass. Amelia Mason is music critic for WBUR's Artery, and she's here to talk about that and some other recommendations for fun things to do this weekend. Hello, Amelia.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. So this Green River Festival is the event you're most excited about. It's a two-hour drive from Boston, but you say it's worth it.
Yeah, I mean, they just do an incredible job with the lineup every year. It's created and presented by Signature Sounds, which is this independent label out in Western Mass, and they tend to skew towards sort of folk and Americana, but they do a really nice job mixing it up. I like the diversity they bring in genre-wise. So there's like a Cuban percussionist, and there's a band from Mali, and there's reggae, you know, along with all that sort of singer-songwriterly fare.
And Amelia, among those groups, Tank and the Bangas, which we opened the segment with, this is a group that won NPR's Tiny Desk contest for their song Quick. So tell us more about this band, what you like about them.
Yeah, they're from New Orleans, and they're kind of hard to describe in terms of genre. They're definitely like funk and hip-hop, but they really stand out for their lead singer, the aforementioned Tank. She is so charismatic. And then the band itself is like super loose, but very precise. They have released a single of the song they won that contest with, Quick. Here's a taste. Next thing that I know, I was leaning, he was driving, so I gotta make a quick decision. Gotta get out my feelings, see that.
All right, the song Quick from Tank and the Bangas. Who else are you excited about at the Green River Festival?
So the Suitcase Junkie is one I'm especially excited about. I've seen him live. It's a project by Matt Lorenz. He lives out there in Western Mass, and he is a one-man band. And he kind of has this sort of junkyard aesthetic. He like has collected all these pots and pans that he drums, you know, manipulates stuff with his feet while he's playing his guitar and singing. He kind of does these like uplifting sort of garage pop things and sort of bluesy, quieter things.
We should hear some. We've actually got some sound from Suitcase Junket. Here's the song Beta Star. Oh, hey, yeah, that you are, that you are, that you are. All right, Beta Star there from Suitcase Junket. That's they're going to be performing at the Green River Festival. So, Amelia, as we mentioned, Greenfield, 2 hours away in Western Massachusetts. So for folks who may be stuck closer to the city this weekend, you've got some other ideas.
I do indeed. The weather's looking pretty good. And the great thing about summer, there's always all this free stuff, like just free festivals you can wander through. So we have Somerville Art Beat in Davis Square. They shut down the square. All the vendors come out. All the restaurants are serving food outside. There's performing art and music. It's all free.
And this is all day Saturday, right?
That is all day Saturday. It actually starts tonight.
Great.
And then on Saturday and Sunday, we have Festival Batances, which is at Villa Victoria in the South End. It bills itself as New England's longest-running Latino cultural celebration. It is old. It's been going on for like 3 decades, full of music. There's a parade. But the thing that I think is most notable about it is this event.
All right. Sounds like they're having lots of fun. What are they doing?
That is the Greased Pole competition. That's from YouTube. It's from 2012.
The Greased Pole competition. Okay, you've got to tell me a little bit about this.
Okay, so full disclosure, I haven't seen it yet, but my colleague Greg Cook wrote a great piece about it. He interviewed one of the perennial winners of the competition, and it's just a giant utility pole greased up with Puerto Rican flags on the top, and teams of like 5 or 6 people. Basically, they time them. Who can get to the top the fastest? And the way they do that is by climbing on each other's shoulders. So there is a guy at the bottom who's like supporting
because
5 or 6.
Getting a grip on the greased pole might be a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, you couldn't. Well, I mean, somebody might be able to actually climb up by themselves, but I don't know who that person is.
Okay, great recommendations from the Artery's Amelia Mason. And get more information on all of those picks at radioboston.org. Amelia, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Stay with us. Coming up, baseball is back. And is the Red Sox-Yankees rivalry as white-hot as it used to be? We're going to talk about that. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.